Welcome to Thinking Critically About Is Christianity True? Podcast number one, Why Should Anyone Care? My name is Bradley Bowen. I will be your host and guide for this series of podcasts on thinking critically about the question, Is Christianity True? My educational background, I have a BA in philosophy from Sonoma State University in Northern California. I have an MA in philosophy from the University of Windsor in Windsor, Ontario, just across the border from Detroit, Michigan. And I have completed all requirements for a PhD in philosophy from UC Santa Barbara on the central coast of California, except for completion of my doctoral dissertation. My main interests in philosophy are critical thinking, philosophy of religion, and ethics. The main question at issue. Question 1. Is Christianity true? This is the main question at issue that I will investigate in this series of podcasts. Question 2. How can we answer question 1? In this series of podcasts, I will try to answer question 1 by thinking critically about this question. Question 3. What is critical thinking? Critical thinking is, roughly speaking, thinking that is careful, judicious, objective, and fair. Critical thinking defined. Here is an excellent definition of critical thinking from two leading experts on critical thinking. Critical thinking is that mode of thinking about any subject, content, or problem in which the thinker improves the quality of his or her thinking by skillfully taking charge of the structures inherent in thinking and imposing intellectual standards upon them. That's from the Miniature Guide to Critical Thinking Concepts and Tools, page 1, by Dr. Richard Paul and Dr. Linda Elder. The value of critical thinking. Here is a brief justification of the value of critical thinking from the same two leading experts. Everyone thinks. It is our nature to do so. But much of our thinking left to itself is biased, distorted, partial, uninformed, or downright prejudiced. Yet the quality of our life and that of what we produce, make, or build depends precisely on the quality of our thought. Shoddy thinking is costly, both in money and in quality of life. Excellence in thought, however, must be systematically cultivated. The Miniature Guide to Critical Thinking Concepts and Tools, page 1. Critical thinking in these podcasts. I plan to make full use of the concepts and tools of critical thinking in my investigation of question 1. When I do make use of the concept or tool of critical thinking, a concept or tool of critical thinking, I will point out that I'm doing so and will often provide some explanation and guidance about that concept or tool. As a result, anyone who listens to these podcasts will be able to become a critical thinker or to strengthen their critical thinking skills, habits, and knowledge. Why should anyone care? Reasons 1 and 2. Question 4. Why should anyone care about whether Christianity is true or false? There are at least a couple of reasons that apply no matter whether Christianity turns out to be true or false. Reason 1. To hold true beliefs. Reason 2. To have intellectual autonomy. I'll provide more details on these reasons in a moment. Why should anyone care about whether Christianity is true or false? There are some reasons that apply if Christianity turns out to be true. Reason 3, to live a good life. Reason 4, to obtain eternal life and avoid eternal punishment. Reason 5, to gain greater confidence in Christianity. Reason 6, convert to Christianity. That would apply to non-Christians. There are also some reasons that apply if Christianity turns out to be false. Reason 7. Leave the Christian faith and search for truth. Reason 8. To gain greater confidence in rejection of Christianity, and that would apply to skeptics and non-Christians. Reason 9. Rethink your ethics and values. And reason 10. Consider skeptical implications. So now I've outlined 10 reasons why we should care about whether Christianity is true or false. And now I'm going to go through each of those reasons and provide a bit more explanation and detail. Why should anyone care? Reason 1. To hold true beliefs. We should try to figure out which religion or worldview, if any, is true, because one's religion or worldview shapes much of the rest of one's thinking. One could simply start from scratch and work on constructing a true religion or worldview for oneself. But why reinvent the wheel? Human beings have been trying to create or identify a true religion or worldview for many centuries, and several religions and worldviews have been created or identified. Also, we have been exposed to at least one or two religions or worldviews that we have either adopted or partially accepted or consciously rejected, so it is difficult to truly start from scratch. We should care about whether our beliefs are true, especially our religious or worldview beliefs. One's religion or worldview is important because a religion or worldview shapes our thinking about many different topics and issues that we face, especially in terms of ethics, how should we live, metaphysics, what kinds of things exist, and epistemology, what can we know and how can we know. So if one's religion or worldview is false, then some of one's most basic assumptions are false. And that means our thinking is shaped by a number of false assumptions. Thus, it is important to determine which religion or worldview, if any, is true. Reason number 2, to have intellectual autonomy. We should try to achieve the virtue of intellectual autonomy, and that requires that one think critically about one's religion or worldview and about alternative religions and worldviews. An important but often neglected aspect of critical thinking is intellectual virtue. One key intellectual virtue is intellectual autonomy. Here's a quote again from the Miniature Guide to Critical Thinking Concepts and Tools. Having rational control of one's beliefs, values, and inferences. The ideal of critical thinking is to learn to think for oneself, to gain command over one's thought processes. It entails commitment to analyzing and evaluating beliefs on the basis of reason and evidence, to question when it's rational to question, to believe when it's rational to believe, and to conform when it's rational to conform. That's from page 14. In order to be a free and autonomous individual, one must do some serious examination of one's basic philosophical or worldview beliefs. To simply accept the religion or worldview of one's parents or one's community without any serious questioning, without ever considering reasons for and against that point of view, and without ever considering the merits of alternative religions or worldviews, is to allow others to determine some of the most important aspects of one's own self. Reason 3, to live a good life. If Christianity is true, then the Christian religion probably provides the best guidance to live a good life, a well-lived life. Here's a quote from Jesus from chapter 7 of the Gospel of Matthew, verses 24 to 27. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So if Christianity is true, then Jesus was indeed a wise man who we should pay close attention to when he had to say. Reason 4, to obtain eternal life and avoid eternal punishment. If Christianity is true, then it's probably the case that the Christian religion provides the best guidance about how to obtain eternal life and the best guidance about how to avoid eternal punishment in an afterlife. Some more quotes from the New Testament. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Another quote from the 25th chapter of Matthew. This is again Jesus speaking. All the nations will be gathered before him, the Son of Man, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, you that are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he will say to those at his left hand, You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So if Christianity is true, then we need to pay attention to the guidance it provides in terms of obtaining eternal life and avoiding eternal punishment. Reason 5, to gain greater confidence in Christianity. This would apply to Christian people who are already Christian believers. If Christianity is true, and we learn this by thinking critically about Christianity, then this conclusion will be based on a solid foundation of evidence and reasons, which would give Christian believers greater confidence in the truth of their religious beliefs. And this would also help them to better explain and justify their religious beliefs to non-Christians. Reason 6, convert to Christianity, and this applies to non-Christians. If Christianity is true, and we learn this by thinking critically about Christianity, then those of us who were not previously Christian believers should give serious consideration to converting to the Christian religion, because critical thinkers strive to have true beliefs, especially when it comes to our most basic philosophical assumptions, and because we ought to live our lives in keeping with the beliefs that we have arrived at by careful, judicious thinking. Reason 7, leave the Christian faith and search for truth. On the other hand, if Christianity is false, and we learn this by thinking critically about Christianity, then those of us who were previously Christian believers should give serious consideration to leaving the Christian faith and starting a new search for the truth. Because critical thinkers strive to have true beliefs, especially when it comes to our most basic philosophical assumptions, and because we ought not live our lives in keeping with the beliefs that we have determined to be false on the basis of careful, judicious thinking. Reason 8, to gain greater confidence in rejection of Christianity. This would apply to skeptics and non-Christians. If Christianity is false, and we learn this by thinking critically about Christianity, then this conclusion will be based on a solid foundation of evidence and reasons, which will give skeptics and non-Christians greater confidence in their rejection of Christianity. And this will also help them to better explain and justify their rejection of Christianity to Christian believers. Reason 9, rethink your ethics and values for Christians. If Christianity is false, and we learn this by thinking critically about Christianity, then those who were previously Christian believers should rethink their ethics and values, because Christianity has shaped much of their previous thinking, especially in relation to ethical principles and their values. Some Christian values might be worth keeping. For example, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. But other Christian-based ethical principles might no longer make sense. For example, homosexual sex is morally wrong and should be condemned and discouraged. Reason 10. Consider skeptical implications. If Christianity is false, and we learn this by thinking critically about Christianity, then there will likely be some strong objections to Christianity that can also be applied to some other religions. For example, if Christianity is judged to be false because one determines there is no God, this would be a major objection to Islam and Judaism as well, though not to Buddhism. Alternatively, if the existence of God is accepted, but Christianity is determined to be false because the alleged miracle of the resurrection of Jesus is rejected, the reasons for rejecting that alleged Christian miracle are likely to also apply to miracles claimed by other religions. Closing remarks. The next podcast. In podcast number 2, I will consider and reply to several objections against my view that we should invest some time into careful and judicious thinking about the question, is Christianity true? Thank you. Thank you for listening to my first podcast of the series, Thinking Critically About, Is Christianity True? I hope that you will join me again for future podcasts as I continue to investigate this important question. Critical thinking has significant value. The quality of our life and that of what we produce, make, or build depends precisely on the quality of our thought. Shoddy thinking is costly, both in money and in quality of life.